good deal of sunshine today, and temperatures are climbing quickly with a warm southwesterly to westerly wind flow today. Readings will surge through the 70s up toward the 80-degree mark on average by mid to late afternoon. At the same time, a weak cool front is sliding from north to south past the Canadian border and eventually through New York and New England by this evening. The wind then will shift around to the north and put an end to our unseasonably warm temperatures and drop readings back down to seasonal averages. As the front passes through, we'll have some clouds mixing with sunshine later on today, and even a passing shower or thunderstorm cannot be ruled out late in the day or overnight tonight. Skies will be mostly cloudy with that front nearby tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the upper 40s to lower to middle 50s. On the north side of the front, it'll be cooler tomorrow. Skies will remain mostly cloudy as the wind shifts around to the east-southeast and brings in moisture off of the Atlantic Ocean. This will result in mostly cloudy skies with the chance of scattered showers and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. This same scenario will play out through the midweek period, with the influence of the Atlantic Ocean keeping skies mostly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday, and we run the risk of scattered showers both days. Any sunshine will allow us to get into the lower 70s, but with mostly cloudy skies, a lot of places will stay in the 60s through the midweek period. On Friday, a disturbance will head our way from the Great Lakes, and a wave of low pressure in the Tennessee Valley will head in our direction as well. The combination of the two will produce an increased chance for showers to round out the work week. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy on Friday with highs near 70. That system will push through the region on Saturday with a good chance of showers and temperatures in the 60s before we dry it out for the second half of the weekend on Sunday, although cooler air will be in place with highs in the middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from parts of the Great Lakes region and upper and mid-Mississippi Valley into the southern plains. Moderate instability will develop this afternoon from eastern Iowa into western Missouri. At the same time, 30 to 40 knots of effective shear will allow for the development of thunderstorms along a cool front in this area. Supercell structures are expected. The stronger storms will be capable of large hail and damaging winds. Low-level vertical shear may also be sufficient for a tornado or two in this region. Farther south in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas, strong instability will combine with just weak shear to produce thunderstorms capable of producing hail and gusty winds. And a winter storm warning remains in effect for the Colorado Rockies, where as much as 1 to 2 feet of snow has fallen since yesterday. Another 6 to 12 inches of snow is possible in the highest terrain, with the Denver area picking up 3 to 6 inches of snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Pecos, Texas, to a low of 19 at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with the chance of a shower and highs in the mid to upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low 46. The record high 91 set in 1881, and the record low 29 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m., sunset this evening 8:08 p.m., 14 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 70s near the Canadian border to near 80 near Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few scattered showers and lows in the lower 50s. for the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, an isolated thunderstorm possible with highs around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lower 70s. A few scattered showers Wednesday and Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy, upper 60s and lower 70s. A better chance for a few more showers Friday and Saturday, still mostly cloudy otherwise. Right around 70 Friday, in the upper 60s Saturday, and mid-60s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.